It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Coming up on the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. This is great stuff, man. This is new energy. It really is, not only around the Steelers, but around Steelers-Ravens. This is a hell of a matchup this weekend. I mean, Bills-Chiefs will get more attention because the Chiefs can get to that double-digit mark unbeaten. Plus, it's going back into Buffalo, site of their playoff matchup last year. All of that. I understand why Nance and Romo are going there. And there's some other good games this week. But to me, this is the best actual game. Chargers-Bengals is a playoff game for the Bengals. That's the way I look at that one. That game is going to have giant ramifications, I think, down the road. And there's some other really good games as the NFL season heats up. But Steelers-Ravens, I think, is the best game on the schedule limits. Do you agree with that?
If it wasn't for the Steelers playing on Thursday night in Cleveland this upcoming week, I think this game would have got flexed to Sunday Night Football. Like, it's that good of a matchup because CBS would have protected the Bills and the Chiefs. But because of that, and I mean, Bengals-Chargers is a good matchup in prime time. Like, it's going to be a good weekend of football to sit on your couch from 1 o'clock until 11 and not do anything because that's how good the NFL slate is this week. But I agree. I mean, you have the rivalry factor. You have the fact that both teams have won 7 games. It's for sole possession of first place in the AFC North with this victory. This first time that the Steelers have played a division game, how odd that is.
Now, how about the Steelers being a 3.5-point underdog on their home field?
That's weird. I don't understand that.
Nick Kostos will join us because sometimes there's more than meets the eye with the mysterious ways of Vegas. You know, it's designed to direct the betting in one way or another. But man, a 3.5-point favorite coming in here. That's interesting to me. And then the storylines are just endless. You have the quarterbacks. You have one of whom might win his third MVP. The other of whom is, you know, shocking the football world right now. Speaking of which, well, you also have George Pickens coming alive as a star receiver. You have Roquan Smith, you have Patrick Queen, former Raven, now here. You have Deontay Johnson, presumably going to play in this game. You might have the defensive player of the year going against the MVP in this game. It's fantastic stuff. It really is. And I would be pumped. And I think this crowd is going to be great in this game. Don't you? Are you going?
TBD, still haven't decided yet if I'm going or not, but every time it's a Steelers-Ravens game, there's a hostility in the air that you can feel. There's a tension. There's a really good sense of energy. Sometimes it's a little bit, not timid is the right word, but a little hesitant energy because everybody's fired up, but everybody's like, it's a coin flip every time you play Baltimore.
I'll tell you this, it's the most expensive game on the docket. ESPN lists the games and then ticket prices. Tickets as low as $254 is what they say for this game. The next highest price game is Buffalo and Kansas City. Do you know what the lowest price game is this week, Limits?
It probably is wherever Jacksonville is. Well, no, Jacksonville's playing in Detroit. Is it the Rams in New England?
No. This one, I just said Steelers tickets as low as $254.
Oh, Colts and Jets has to be like $10 to get in.
No, that's not the one, Colts and Jets. There's one for $25, tickets as low as $25.
We're down to Minnesota, Tennessee, or Cleveland and the Saints.
Bingo.
Yep.
Cleveland and the Saints.
Yikes.
The Jameis Winston Bowl. You can get in for $25 probably by game time. They'll pay you to go to the game.
You might be able to stand on one side of the Coliseum and see your buddy and wave to him and might be able to talk back and forth.
They'll just hand
out Superdome.
They'll hand out checks on the way into the game. Here's your stimulus check to stimulate interest in this game. They'll just hand out money.
Please come in, eat our concessions and food.
And here's the other thing I'm thinking about this week, sort of in a pitiable way. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Or filled with pity is your Cleve Brownies. How brief their time in the sun was, wasn't it? Look at this pathetic, pathetic franchise. Seriously. I don't need to go into all the years that they lost with all the ridiculous quarterbacks, right? Going way back to their, you know, return to the NFL as not even the right franchise, but their return nonetheless. How they lost for all those years. I see two winning seasons between 99 and 2020. Think about that. Two winning seasons. And then the guy who brings them the winning season, Baker Mayfield, they basically kick out of town. After he wins a playoff game here, they've still never put together two winning seasons in a row since they came back to the NFL. I'm thinking about them today because of all the attention that's going to be on Steelers-Ravens and the poor, pitiful, sad sack joke of a franchise in Cleveland is back to being 2-7 with the biggest albatross contract in the history of the league and with very little hope. Poor little Cleveland. Yeah, they won a playoff game here. And yeah, they went 11-6 last year and then got blown to smithereens in a playoff game. And I haven't said smithereens in a long time.
It's a good word.
By the way.
The Malzi Thesaurus.
And now they're back to who they are. And Kevin Stefanski, their great, great, great coach, has had two winning seasons out of what will be, what, five. So three losing seasons and two winning seasons. And he's back and they're back to being who they are. The pathetic Cleveland Browns.
Will he get fired after winning Coach of the Year?
I don't know. I think they may look at that and say, you know, the circumstances this year were sort of unwinnable. But it could happen.
Well, Jimmy Haslam's guys, Deshaun Watson.
It's the Haslams. Anything could happen. Usually the wrong thing, right?
Shane Waldron just got fired today, the offensive coordinator in Chicago.
Nobody cares about him either. But I'm thinking about the Browns today. I am. They crossed my mind. You know who else did? Joey Porter Jr., I got a lot of questions about him in the old mailbag today. Limits.
It's intergalactically red.
Intergalactically. From here to Uranus, this thing is red. And I got asked two different questions about him. One was this. Does Joey Porter Jr. seem to be penalized more this year? Or is he getting beat by the majority of opposing wide receivers? So that took me to the football database. Have you been there, Wonder Twin?
No.
Unbelievable website. You can look up most penalized players in the league, among many other things, and go year by year. So let's start with last season. Joey Porter Jr. led the Steelers in penalties last season with 8. And he had a bunch of holds and a bunch of pass interferences, but he led the team with 8 last year. You know who was second? Wrong.
Broderick Jones.
Patrick Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
This year, Porter has 4 penalties. So it's not like it's an epidemic. Like, he's pretty much on pace to do what he did last year in that respect. Although, he has no enforced holding penalties this year. They're all pass interference.
Oh, we're halfway there, living on a prayer.
So he's got some penalties for sure. Guess who leads the team this year?
Broderick Jones.
Yes, he does have 5. Porter has 4. The bigger problem to me is he's been inconsistent and been getting beat. He has a 54.0 grade from Pro Football Focus. That's 92nd out of 108 corners. That's not good. And people want to laugh at Pro Football Focus, but It's not like they bring, you know, high school burnouts in to watch film, you know, for a dollar an hour or something. Bobby Slowick and Zach Robinson, two guys who have high-level NFL jobs, broke down tape there. They have people who let, you know, coaches, players, future coaches, breaking down tape. It's people who know football. That doesn't mean they're always right. Please don't confuse me there, or not to be argued with. But it's not like they have a bunch of idiots there. So who's ever watching that and breaking down every single route run against Joey Porter, and when he's in zone, whatever his job might be on a given play, he's 92nd out of 108 corners. I don't know if that bodes well with the Steelers about to face an upgrade in opposing passing games. He's been a little bit disappointing this season. I think he's had some good games, but I also think he's been very inconsistent.
Well, and I don't think it helps that Dante Jackson is starting to fall off a little bit as well. His play is not getting as good.
And now he's injured.
Yes. So you're talking about James Pierre. I mean, I know he made one really good play late in the game, but I don't trust James Pierre.
Me neither. I'm not sure about Cam Sutton. He got smoked on one play last week, and the guy dropped the ball. He did make a good play. If he's forced to play outside, as we found out in Detroit, that is not a recipe for success.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.